Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Gary Smith. Time to talk Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks are 4-2 on the season with the win coming back from the holiday break on the road at Riverside, 62-47. The final score last night, Coach, sounded like played pretty well, had a pretty comfortable lead through most of the night, and I guess it's kind of like starting over in a way when you go a couple weeks without any games. So what was your overall kind of thoughts on seeing your team back on the court in action last night?
Well, any time you come back from that Christmas break, it never seems like you're quite as sharp as you'd like to be. But, you know, we did some good things. You know, at times we didn't look quite as sharp as we needed to. But, like I said, we were on the road, and I guess I need to be more happy with, you know, just getting away with the win.
What were some of the things that you felt like needed a little more attention, or what was kind of the things that you focused on during some of the break practices with your team?
Well, trying to get, you know, probably zeroed in on some defensive things to improve on, and then on the offensive side of it, you know, working on some sets, and, you know, always over break, you try to focus in on those things, you know, where you take care of some things you know you need to get better at, and you know, we did that defensively, you know, over break, and we did that on the offensive side over break, and you know, so in result, you know, that's kind of what we do. And, you know, obviously when we come out of break, you hope that those things look better. And at times it did.
You've obviously showcased a lot of different weapons. You've had guys go off and score 20, 30 points in a game like Carson Gilbert, Joe Bryan. You've had others, though, that have stepped up. I know the game before Christmas against Holton, Jacob Rieger had 15 points in that contest. So certainly some different things there to work with. Do you still feel like you're trying to figure out maybe each individual's role a little bit and just how best to be able to use those pieces here in the last couple months of the season?
Oh, I mean, I guess the biggest thing is consistency. You know, if we catch a night that, you know, some of those kids, you know, you mentioned there that, you know, they would be consistent, you know, whether it's scoring 15 points and 10 rebounds or, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe a little more consistency where we get away from maybe a night where you're only scoring 3 or 4 and versus maybe, you know, half a dozen rebounds type deal. Yeah, if we can ever get a night where everybody plays pretty darn well, and it don't necessarily have to be scoring, but just play pretty darn solid, you know, I feel pretty good about it. But, you know, there's some awful good teams in the league, and if you don't have the guys, you know, that you got out there, you know, performing every night, then, you know, sometimes it's tough. So
yep.
I'd say consistency, just need a little more consistency as a group.
Speaking on the toughness of the league, final thought here as we look at your upcoming schedule, just 3 games before the midseason tournament, but the next 2 are at home, Perry Lecompton and Sabetha, obviously 2 opponents, and Roll Valley for that matter as well, that you've yet to face this season. So what kind of are you looking for to start to build some momentum and see from your team here in these next few games, which should all be competitive in the Big 7?
Well, the biggest thing is that we've got to keep getting better because everybody else is going to do. And, you know, if we just really focus on getting better and working to get better and working hard enough to get better, you know, we're going to have a chance. And, you know, if we level off and we don't keep pushing forward, and then, you know, those top end teams keep getting better, it's going to be tough for us. So, you know, probably the biggest thing is that we've got to keep getting better. You got to keep working hard enough to get better. So, that'd probably be the biggest concern of mine that we do that.
Game this Friday against Perry Lecompton will again be broadcast on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coach, best of luck. We'll look forward to chatting again next week.
All right. Good to hear, Kirby Justin.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Hawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.